Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering, it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. In the name of Jesus, I would like to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. My name is Job Israel of Coming Sea Ministries Bible Study Class, also of the Commonwealth of Israel. And tonight, man, we're dealing with one of those topics, man, you know, one of them so-called controversial topics, you know. The name of God. You know, the name of God. What is it? Is it Jesus? You know, because that's the common name of the 21st century, right? Or the 20th century, or the 18th century, or the 16th century, you know, that we can get off into. Or is it Jehovah? You know, of course, we got whole doctrines built on that. I was born and raised a Jehovah's Witness. Thank God for that. You know, for those things. Because I'm going to tell you, man, being a Jehovah's Witness, being born and raised a Jehovah's Witness, I was taught not to get caught up in paganism. Amen. Right? Beautiful thing. But, you know, of course, it has its shortcomings, too. So you outgrow them things, you know. Then we got, you know, like those of us that come in, that was that come into the knowledge of ourselves, you know, of our captivity, so to say. And as to say, you know, like those of us that have been called so-called African Americans and things like that, you know, we find out that we are no longer African Americans, but Hebrew Israelites, right? So some of us still obtain to the name of Jesus, and some of us call him Yahshua, you know, with the letter Y, or Yahweh, you know, or Elohim, or things like that, you know. And if you was born and raised in that, that's a whole nother conversation. That's if the Lord called you in that manner, right? You know, if you was called as a conscious Hebrew Israelite through the name of Jesus, then you go and say, well, I ain't calling on the name of Jesus because, you know, that ain't his name. Then you have no knowledge of, one, the law, two, prophecy, and three, truly ourselves. And that's what we're going to cover, man. We're going to cover all three of them. Now, those of us that was calling to the word, like say for instance, you know, some of us, man, was born and raised up under Yahweh, being Yahweh. You know, been, I mean, some of us, like, went to Dorma over in Jerusalem. We was born and raised over there. All we ever known was Yahweh or Yahweh, right? You know, that's a whole nother conversation in itself. But to say that that name is above any name in this world and it's going to be destroyed is ignorance to the 10th power. That's ignorance. You know, to say such things like, you know, well, I'm going to say this because I found out the name of Jesus came from Zeus and this, that, and the other. You have no understanding. You have no understanding. That's pride, Jack. You have no understanding. We're going to look at that, too. You know, I ain't saying the name of Jesus. Boy, you have no idea. First of all, you're going to read a book. This is what I mean. We, you know, this is when super oxymoron kick in. You're going to read a book that you was introduced to in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, you found out who you are. In the name of Jesus, you found out the prophecies of the coming of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus, have you found out that you will be delivered from this captivity? Now this name ain't any good to you. That's a super oxymoron. And then we had those of us that want to teach out this Bible. And then as we read certain things in the Bible, we want to change it. You know, like, Lord, then we want to say Yah, then we want to say, you know, when it comes to Jesus, we want to say Yahuwah and all that. You have no understanding of the law or prophecy. I'm going to say, I ain't going to say no understanding. I'm going to say a lack of it, a lack of it. And this is what we're going to get into, man, because if these things that you choose to do, understand they come with understanding and consequences. That's what we want to get into. So we're not just willy-nilly, you know, just going to get into this precept. We're going to show you the pros and cons, Jack. And then we're going to show you the consequences of your choices, whether you choose whatever name you choose. Now, once again, like my children, man, they were born and raised in the name of Jesus. That's all they ever know. They heard of these other names and so forth and all that there. But that's all they, that's what they were born and raised in. So when they pray, they call on the name of Jesus, like I do. I never did. I was baptized in that name as an Israelite. And everything that I learned was in that name. All of my understanding came from that name. The Holy Ghost, which I was sealed with, the people that I saw healed was in that name. The children that I saw brought back from the dead, personally, children was in that name. So let's get started. Let's stand face Jerusalem, my brothers and sisters, if you can. Brothers, if you can uncover your head as we approach the Father. And sisters, if you can cover your heads as we approach the Father. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren in their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak. speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us, and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well, and give them too a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. Amen. So, once again, the title of this precept, The Name of God. Why would I title this The Name of God? Because, well, this is an ongoing conversation in so much, you know, families are split, you know, brethren are at odds with each other. They want to be hating each other now because they feel like they done found something different and new or this, that, and the other. You know, people just can't grow in peace. If that's what you think, why can't, if that's the truth, and if that name is the name of God, then how come ain't no peace with you? Because you would believe that, right? You believe that that name come with peace, because that's what he said. He said he's the King of peace and righteousness. So you think that that would be the case. Nah, yeah, ain't the name, this is that and the other. And then we got brothers that call on the name of Jesus with a lack of understanding. Nah, that ain't his name. You know, this, that. His name ain't Yah. His name is this, that, his name is Jesus. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay. You missing the point, too, because the peace of God was in you. You will also understand the law. You see? In fact, let's start this in Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4, and it reads, it says, now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I shall teach you, for to do them that ye may live and go and possess the land which the Lord of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word. Read that again. You know, because he said he taught us this. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it. So you better not take nothing out of it. You better not take one thing out of it, and you better not add nothing to it, because it's not in your power to do either or. I don't care if you're a Hebrew Israelite or not. I don't care if you're a Gentile. It's not in your power to do none of those things unless that's your pride. And you think you're above Moses, the man of God, the lawgiver. You above Moses. Now, you're going to usurp authority from him because we in our emotions, right? We in our emotions. Not truth, because this is the truth. The truth is, you better not add nothing to this word. What word? Genesis to Revelation. You better not add nothing to it or take nothing from it. That's the truth. Our emotions is, I feel I can change the name of God, yada, yada, yada. You tripping. You don't have no power to alter nothing. I don't have no power to alter nothing from Genesis to Revelation. Not one. Watch this. He said, you should not add on to the word. Two, if we read our Bible, this is why I tell people, read your Bibles before you start getting off into these books of curious arts and, you know, Hebrew books and the lost books and all this old madness. You better read your book, this Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, so you have a clear understanding where you add in it. A lot of us is going off into these things. They never read this book from Genesis to Revelation and have a nerve to act like they have a right to testify in front of it and never read it. And the law, and through the law, we read that the book was given to Ezekiel, Moses, and John. We seen what he said. He said, eat all this book, not some of it, all of it. Then go and tell my people my word. Until then, shut up and be quiet until you learn from Genesis to Revelation. Until then, you just ear hustling, right? If you read from Genesis to Revelation, then we gonna then you gonna understand where I'm coming from. You understand why we here at Come and See Ministries. We here at the Sounds of Living Waters. We here at the Commonwealth of Israel. Stand on the name of Jesus to the coming of his, to the coming of our Lord and his judgment. All right, so let me read this again. You should not add to the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish I from it, and you shall keep the commandments of the Lord which your God, which I command you. So we already know what this is. The word is the law. The word is the law. The word is the, what is that, Psalms 119? Right. Psalms 119 and I think 150, if I'm not mistaken. Psalms 119. I know it's Psalms 119 exactly. Let me see. It's 119. When he says that the law is his word. I think it's 119. And let's see. Right. 119 and 172. It says, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. There it is. So you better not add to these commandments, which is his word. Don't add nothing to it. Nothing. We don't have the power. Moses took that from you. If you read from Genesis to the, you know, first of us was just all of us, you know, not all of us, but some of us that came into this knowledge of the Torah. Like, really, it's just the first five books of Moses. Now it's got to have a name like Torah, like you standing on something. What? It's still Genesis. It's still Exodus. It's still Deuteronomy. It's still Numbers. It's still Leviticus. But it's the Torah. And it's like, you know, it's a big deal. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's the same five books of the law. If you read Genesis to Revelations, you know that the law is the ground of everything we stand on, every last thing we stand on. And David just confirmed it in Psalms 119 and 172. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Right? Okay, but Moses said you better not add nothing to it. Don't you add nothing to it. You see, this is that conversation because we think that we can, you know, do things like add to the word of God because, you know, it says this, Deuteronomy chapter 12 and 32. Deuteronomy 12 and 32. And it says this. It says, what things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. He said it again. He said it again. Don't you add nothing to this. You turn around, we're going to read Genesis to Revelation, but we got to put Yah or Yahweh or Elohim in different places or the King James Bible that's printed in this so-called dialect that we're going to look at. It's called English, which is not even a name. It's made up. English is the name. There's no such people as called English. That over there, them people that's in England are Saxons. The word English was given to them by the French. They didn't have a – the Vikings was tearing them up in the 14th century. Do your homework. Go research it. The Vikings was robbing them, raping them, pillaging them, you know. You know, the ones that, you know, the Vikings with the horns and stuff, that's all BS because they didn't even hide that. You know, but that's the way the media drew it up. But anyway, they was robbing and pillaging them, but when the French gave them the alphabet, which is what we using now, what we reading, you know, like A-E-I-O-U and A-B-C-D-E-F-G, that thing, when the French gave them that, that wasn't English. That's Phoenician. We're going to read that. The alphabet that we're using is ancient Phoenician. Ancient Phoenician. So we're not speaking English. There's no such word as English. We're speaking ancient Phoenician. We're speaking the tongue of the Canaanites. That's the first thing you need to understand. You're not even speaking English. You're speaking Phoenician. That's why the thing that you got that you're listening to right now, praise God that he gave us this understanding, is called phone. Phone means sound. The word phone comes from phonics, which comes from Phoenician. Are we listening? Even your phone is a witness of the dialect that we choose to hear. Phoenician. Or, when I was a kid, and we had trouble in school, they had this thing called hooked on phonics. Hooked on, in other words, it was this other way of teaching us to grasp the Phoenician dialect or phonics or sound. Phonic only means sound, which comes from Phoenician, right? We're going to get into that too. So while we all off into our feelings, and I don't do feelings, you know, when it comes to the truth, I don't do feelings. Because if it's a feeling, it's apt to change. The truth will never change, ever. So emotions and the truth are not the same. That feeling you get that make you feel all good inside, that's what it is. It's a good feeling. But it's not the truth, because that feeling will lead you into a lie. The truth will never lead you into a lie. Understand what I'm saying? All right, let's look at this a little further. Solomon, the wisest dude that was ever born of a man and a woman, right? Add not unto his word, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Are we going to play that? We're gonna say we got more understanding than this conversation that we're going to add to this. At least he reprove us and we be found a liar. But we're going to use this Bible, you know, that's in the name of Jesus. But then we're going to get so smart in our own understanding that, wait a minute, we're going to use everything except for the name of Jesus. But the book is in the name of Jesus. So if the book is in the name of Jesus, you can't use none of it. None of it. None of it. Not one word. You better go find you the lost book. That way you can say anything you want to say. You can teach anything you want to teach because those books is lost, Jack. But if this book here is the word of God, can't add to it, can't take out from it. If it got the name of Jesus, you can't take nothing out of it. You can't even teach from it. You can't add to it. You can't take nothing name of Jesus out because it's in there. Why did he have it put in there? Because that was his word. Why did he let this Gentile King James, and some of us say, well, King James was a black dude. Okay, it's still in English or ancient Phoenician. You look up the Zondervan, it tell you that he hired 45 dudes 40 dudes to interpret the Old and the New Testament, and 5 dudes to interpret the Apocrypha, 1611. The Apocrypha was in the 1611, the original King James Version, not the book of Sirachib and all that, the lost books of Enoch and all that. That's not in there. That's not in the 1611. Those are the lost books. So the Apocrypha always in there, in the 1611. So those of us that's teaching that the Apocrypha is bogus, you bogus, because you ain't even trusted in a book that you testifying of, because the original version had the Apocrypha right between the Old and the New Testament. Not the lost books, the Apocrypha. That's the other thing. And then in 1886, we get the revised King James Version. The Catholic Church decided to take the Apocrypha out of the original King James, the 1611. They took it out. Now the Apocrypha is garbage to those that don't know those things and speaking against them things. They testifying that the Catholic Church had a right to do it, because that's what they did. But get this. They took it out the original King James 1611, but they kept it in their book. You go and look at a Catholic Bible, the King James, it got the Apocrypha in it. But they took it out the 1886 version. That was from the Catholic Church. We don't do nothing. We don't read nothing. We just ear hustling and just listening to people that sound interesting and smart. We ain't listening. We ain't doing no research. You know, people sit up here doing research on their laptop. When the last time you took your butt to the library and dug up and said, I want to look at some of the books you got locked up in that room over there that you can't take nothing out of? I want to look at some of them books. When the last time you done that while you sitting at home being a YouTube preacher? And not to unto his word, he see reproved, then thou be found a liar. Okay, let's look at this a little further. Right. It says, thou shalt not add to it. Let's go into Matthew's, you know. Let's go to Matthew's. But people want to say, I ain't reading the New Testament because Jesus is a pagan image and take away the law. I'm only going to believe in the Old Testament. Okay, bruh, sister. I mean, that's all. That's it. That's where you at. Then God bless you. But you definitely can't testify a prophecy, because the Old Testament would tell you that you are in the new, and that we are not under the administration of sacrifices of bulls and of goats, and that the Messiah had to have come because he would have took away the sacrifices of bulls and of goats, according to what was spoken of by the one of the greatest minds that ever lived among Israel, and that's Daniel. He said he was going to take away the sacrifice and offering. So if we're not sacrificing the offering, Daniel, what he said in Daniel's chapter 9 and 26, has came to pass. You will be found a liar in your own conversation. Right? Anyway. It says this, Matthew chapter 5 and 17, you know, because we want to find every word to be hated. We want to find a reason to hide hatred in our heart, right? Well, okay, if Jesus is marking the image of that Jesus, okay, whatever, because I ain't with that. Then you're going to turn around and put a black image up of some old dude with a beard, and that's supposed to be Jesus coming, and Jesus is supposed to be 33 years old. Where you get that from? Right? When you get the Father being looking like that, when Jesus is the express image of the Father and he's 33.5, why he looking like he 100? If you would have said that was Moses, we would have been good, you and I. But when you said that's the Father and Jesus, you would be found a liar, because the book said he 33. And what you doing making an image of him coming anyway, And he said, don't you make no images of heaven? So you know different than the dude that came up with Caesar Borgia, whatever his name is. God knows I haven't even retained that nonsense in my consciousness because that image don't mean dog crap to me. But the name of Jesus do. That do. Oh, we're going to get into that Jesus and where that come from and yada, yada. Okay, good. Right? We're going to get into the letter J, right? When the letter J was introduced into this alphabet. You know, see, the letter J didn't come into this word until the 16th century. So you can't even use the letter J. Okay, I got you, bruh. My man, I feel you. So his name is Yehuda. Say it again. Yehuda. Oh, man, that sounds good, but where you get that U from? Huh? Where you get that letter U? Where did that come from? Because that's here. That's Yehuda. The letter U wasn't implicated until the 18th century, 200 years after the 16th, after the letter J. See? I can go prove that. You be found a liar. But it sounds good. It sounds good. It sounds good on paper. It sounds good coming out of your mouth. But it ain't the truth. Because the letter U, go look it up, was it implemented until the 18th century. That's like during the time of slavery. Really? At least the letter J was 200 years after slavery. You got the letter U 400 years after slavery. And I said 400 years after slavery because Pope, what's that dude's name? The Pope that implemented slavery was the Pope in the 14th century. Slavery been going on since the 14th century, not the 16th century, when the so-called good shepherd Jesus brought our butts over here. You know. We got a problem with that. See, that's another reason I don't use the name Jesus, because the good ship name of Jesus is on the name of our captivity when the Bible said, I'm the one that's going to throw you into slavery. Whoops. Wait a minute. Who put you in captivity? Oh, so he put his name on it, huh? He used that Gentile. He put that name on it. I get it. Paul even said, I wish I was accursed from Christ. Romans chapter 9. For my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, I wish that I was accursed. But no, we're going to find all these idiocies, you know, like the good ship. Like, it's okay. That's even more confirmation because he told us in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and 65 that he was going to scatter us around the world in ships. He was. And he sealed it with his name on it, the good ship Jesus. You came out of that boy just like Jonas did when he was vomited out of that whale. Smelling, stinking. Just like Jonas, in his enemy's land, just like Jonas. Yeah, we're not listening to the prophet. That's why I said, the waters cover me. I'm at the bottom of the waters. I'm at the bottom of the ocean with this, that, and the other. You listen to Jonas, that sounds like us in the bottom of the ship. We're praying from the belly of this ship, and then the ship threw us up on this continent that we now call the Americas. Cuba and Puerto Rico and all that old madness, slave distribution centers. But that's in the name of the good ship Jesus. All right, well, that's another confirmation for me. I'm good. I'm 3-0 here. You know what I'm saying? If it would have said the good ship Yahweh, I would have been like, oh, man, because he did say he was going to cast us around the world in slave ship, and, you know, he did, but ain't no ship called the good ship Yahweh. I can't read that, the good ship Jesus. So I'm 3-0 here. Of one, I'm 3-0 because ain't no, you can't use the letter U, because the U is 200 years after the letter J. That's undefeated. You can't prove that. There are no vowels in the continent. The original Phoenician alphabet is 22 continents and no vowels. A E I O U, U E I O. Those are vowels. They were added. Okay. And sometimes why? Because it's interchangeable, right? Okay, so it says this, Matthew chapter 5 and 17. It says, think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. So all these liars that saying that Jesus is done away with the law, this right here said, like Solomon said, don't you add none to this, you should be found a liar. Right? Okay, so this right here say that Jesus didn't come to destroy the law. Okay, well, right now I'm 4-0, right? It says this, 5 and 18. Wherefore I say unto you, to heaven and earth, one jot or one tittle shall no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Is everything fulfilled? Nope. No. Okay. Whosoever shall break the least of these commandments and shall teach man so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Okay. What do you mean by this? Who shall break the least of these commandments? Well, let's look at this. Let's go to Acts chapter 2 and right here, it says, I'm just a little further, Acts chapter 2, and I'm going right to the point. Acts chapter 2 and 37. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, man and brethren, what shall we do? This is Israelites. They was at the Feast of Weeks. Acts chapter 2 and 1. They were at the Feast of Weeks, which is in the Greek Pentecost, right? The law. They was keeping the law. And then Peter said, repent and be baptized, every last one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Now, you don't teach against that. You're trying to be called least in the kingdom of God because you don't teach against the administration of the baptism. You know, some of these Catholics, they got whole lessons against the baptism. Ain't no such thing as baptism in the Old Testament. Then you missed us going through the Red Sea, Jack. Ain't no baptism in the Old Testament. Then you missed the idea that Moses named me water, and he was drawn from the water, Jack. Ain't no such thing as baptism in the Old Testament. Then you need to go read Micah when he said he's going to cast our sins at the midst of the sea. Jack, let me see. So let's see. The baptism is in effect according to the Old Testament. Moses, and Micah. So that make me 8-0. And then he said this. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. No wonder we going around here all over the place, thinking we speak in ancient Hebrew, right? Oh, man, so you got to say his name like this because it's ancient Hebrew. I remember this years ago. The Father had put this in my heart. We was in front of this camp on 63rd in Ashland, man, or 65th in Ashland. Me and his brother Jacob, man, we used to hit all these different sets, right? And so this one set on the Sabbath day was a Hebrew camp. And our teacher said, don't go to the Israelite camps, man. You know, now I know why, but he said, don't go to Israelite camps because, you know, we don't want to be, like, you know, causing conflicts among the brethren. Whatever. Anyway, now hindsight 2020. Hey, man, I don't give a rat's ass. If you're a liar, you're a liar, period. Ask the Pharisees that hung Jesus on the cross. I don't care. He said, when I come back, you're going to see my glory. Anyway, so Cat going to say, see, you need to, you can't even say the name. You got to say it like this. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Right, so he said it in so-called Hebrew, right? I said, you know what? That's hip, my man. That's a good dig, right? Who taught you that? Who taught me that? Yeah, who taught you how to say that? Who taught you how to say that like that? Who taught you how to say, yo, blah, 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 what you just said? Who taught you that? Oh, man, see, I read ancient Hebrew. I've been studying this, and I learned, you know, how to say it. Did. Really? Okay. You know, you ever heard a deaf person try to speak English? Yeah. Yeah. Who taught them how to speak English? Taught them, yeah, but they never heard it, have they? Well, no, because they deaf. Of course not. So when they say, when they speak in English, they sound like this. Right? You never heard the term, you never heard not one alphabet, one word in Hebrew, not one. Everything you heard has been third and fourth and maybe 15th generation. So you sound like that deaf mute over there thinking you speak in Hebrew. Now tell me that again. Say it again, brother. Say what you just said to me again. In Hebrew, like you just did. Because I'm going to tell you what you sound like to me. You sound like a mute. Because ain't nobody taught you what sound like. Nobody taught you how to pronounce this word. And I'm going to tell you this. This alphabet that we're using don't carry no vibrations. My man, Ruben was like, man, you know, the English alphabet carry no vibrations. And I'm like, you right. Because if you listen at Ham, they got vibrations. If you listen at the Arabic, it got vibration, right? You know, and then if you listen at the Asians, it got a vibration to it, but it's almost like a song. It'd be like, yah, 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 yah. It got a vibration. But when it comes to us, it's flat. No vibrations. Why you got to learn how to spell when you using the English alphabet? Why you got to learn how to spell? You're going to find that out. Spell is what it is. Spell. I'm casting spells. Yeah. Yeah. Through this alphabet. No vibrations, Jack. None. None whatsoever. All it is sound. But no vibes, man. We want to sit up and testify something we had no idea about. We denying our captivity. You saying, God, you didn't cast us into captivity. You didn't tell us we was not going to know your name. Let's see. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse. Deuteronomy 28. We're gonna say we believe in the law, even in the book of the Torah or Torah or however you want to let it flow out of your big head. We don't even believe it when it says this. All right. It says this in Deuteronomy 28 The Lord shall bring thee a nation against thee from far, from the ends of the earth, as swift as an eagle flyer, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. A nation of fierce consciousness which shall not regard persons of old, nor show favor to the young. Well, we know that that's slavery, and we know that that was the Europeans that brought us here, or the Spaniards. This is where you get the word nigger from. You know, nigger comes from Niger. That's what the Spaniards got that from, Africa. Or the word Niger means dark skin. It's a Latin word. It's a African word that means dark. It's actually in Acts chapter 13. But when we got brought here, then the ignorant Gentiles that didn't know how to read and write, but they was working on the docks to make sure that we were, you know, hoarded off into the different areas or wherever we were, you know, they knew that the Spaniards used the term Niger, but they used the term nigger. But in the Apocrypha, it's also referred to as niggard, niggard. So it's actually a term, you know. But the Spaniards took it from Africa, which is called Niger, which means black or dark skin. And the ignorant pecs that was here, the ignorant slave handlers that was here, that couldn't read or write, called us niggers. So, a nation of fierce countenance which shall not regard the persons of old, nor show favor to the young. He said this, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of earth, as swift as eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. So, the law even right here is saying, you don't even understand the words that's coming out of your own mouth. That's the law. But now you're going to say this law ain't the truth. It's not the truth. I know it. I'd have found out the truth. Really? Really? How so? See, the Lord said his name ain't Jesus, it's Yahweh. Well, how did you get to that Yahweh? How you spell that? How you spell Yahweh? Why? H-W-Y or Y-H-Y-W, whatever you are, whoever you are, whatever. It's just the four letters, right? So anyway, I said, so where that come from, bro? Sister, you know, that's me. I'm a sarcastic, smart ass, man. Anybody know me know I am. But I, you know. And my sister, she said I was like, you know, before she passed, God, I love her, but she used to call me nonchalant. And, you know, my wives called me sarcastic, you know. And I could be really facetious, you know, because I could dig really hard and make you want to fight because I hate ignorance. So I make you feel ignorant. So sometimes you would hear it come across like that because that was part of my makeup. I was just kind of built that way. Praise God he chose me. But he knew I was built this way. So I'm confessing the fault, you know. So once again, how did you come up with this letter, the term Yahweh? How you spell it? Yahuwah. How you spell it? Y-A, da-da-da-da-da-da. What alphabet is that? Huh? What alphabet did you just use? Yeah, that's exactly what you hear. Because, see, we don't think. You know, we don't give ourselves a chance to think before we say something. We don't give ourselves a chance to think. So this is probably the first time it's probably registered in somebody's head. What alphabet did you just use? Then you got to answer for them because they're not going to do it because now pride kicks in. You know, pride kicks in. And then they're not going to say English because if they say English, like our Pharisees, like the Pharisees said, well, if we say this, then he going to say this, you know, because Jesus said, well, what is the baptism, was of John or was it of God? And the Pharisees wouldn't answer because they said, well, if you say it's of John, then we're going to have to say he's a prophet. But if you say if it was John, then we're going to have to testify that he's a prophet. Either or, Jesus said he's going to give you a speech which they can even speak against a gainsay. So where did you get the alpha? How did you spell that again? Spell it again. One more time. Spell it. Spell it. Slow. Real slow. Spell it real slow. All right, now, where did you get the alphabet from? Oh, you don't say. You won't say. You won't say. Well, let me tell you. You got it from the English alphabet. So how am I speaking Cantonese with an English alphabet? Right? How am I speaking Japanese with an English alphabet? Right? How am I speaking Hebrew with an English alphabet? Where am I at right now? That's 10-0. All right, because I'm like this. Find me a liar at so far where I'm at. Find me a liar. If you can speak Hebrew with the English alphabet, then show me how is that so. Then you got to show me that I can speak Cantonese, Japanese, with the English alphabet. I'll wait. I will wait. I'm not going to wait standing here looking because I got to go eat. I got to work. I got to, go pay some bills. And, you can call me when you figure this out. You can call me. Because I'm not going to wait now because I got to eat and I got to live and I got to take baths and stuff like that. Because it's going to be a minute before you can come up with that. Because you can't break this scripture. The law will never be broken for you or anybody else. It says, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue thou should not understand. You can't break that law. Then you're going to turn around and say this. Right? Wait. This is when the super oxymoron kicked in. 2868. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. We're going to teach that. We're going to teach 49, but then we're going to deny the good ship of Jesus. I'm 11, though. That's the truth. When you came off of that ship, ain't nobody bought your freedom, man. You sold into captivity. You still in the captivity. You still a captive. Your last name testified out on your birth certificate. Your birth certificate is your slave ship. It's your slave ownership to this world, not Israel, this world. That Social Security card that they make you come up with, this world. Your birth certificate, this world. Let's see, that's 14-0. All right. I'm waiting on that lie. I'm just waiting on you. When you confront me and say, hey, man, that ain't what that is. Yeah, it is. That good ship Jesus nailed you, signed, sealed, and delivered, Jack. See, that's from the Gentiles, da-da-da-da-da. So it's this Bible, man. Everything that you, this book from Genesis to Revelations, the Lord allowed the Gentile to put it together. But wait, there's more. Let's go to Genesis chapter 10, right? I'm going to show you why he did it. Because like I said, the law can't be broken. Genesis chapter 9, the law can't be broken. So he said this. This is Noah, right? And he said this. He said, Noah awoke from his dream and he cursed Canaan, right? And by the way, the alphabet that you're using is ancient Phoenician. That's Canaan. That's Canaan. You look it up. That's Canaan. That's Jezebel. This is Jezebel. The way we talk now, Jezebel used to talk like this. Her father talked like this. This is the same way they talk, right? So when they was introduced to our kings, this is how they sound to our kings, because this is the dialect that we are using their alphabet. which is Phoenician, which are Canaanites, right? So he said this, cursed be Canaan, the servant of servants, shall he be unto his brethren, right? Only stand a reason. Look at this. Everybody that's using this alphabet is servant to the higher powers. Sound like somebody know what they're doing, though. See, that's 15 and 0. Okay, all right. Oh, so it says this. It says, and he said, blessed be the God of Shem, right? You know, we want to read this part because we want to find a reason to find something good in us. And I'm like, ain't nothing. I'm like, it's something good in us, man, but it sure as hell ain't that lie that we've been fronting, right? It says this. It said, the only good in us is the truth, right? It says, and he said, blessed be the God of Shem, right, the God of Israel, and Canaan shall be his servant. That's when the dudes came to Joshua and said, we're you, you know, they lied and said that we're from a far country. And Joshua said, y'all lied to us, man. He said, for that, y'all going to serve us forever. That just became the truth, right? Okay, so the law can't be broken. Then he said this, and he said, and God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servants too. So this is where Japheth misinterpreted us being Canaanites, you know, or Africans, you know. He said, because, man, they didn't use the scripture to say to justify, because Gentiles know that they're from Japheth. Europeans. You look up the word Japheth or Japheth type, Indo-origins, European. So they knew, too, that the Canaanites would be their slaves, but they mistaken us as Canaanites because Canaanites and us had the same complexions, but we two different people. And they said, so the reason why I'm here is this, he said, because God shall enlarge Japheth. Well, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem. So this is why we do have the Bible in this alphabet, because Japheth put it out there because the law can't lie right here, according to this. Japheth is calling on our God. He put his face on him. You know, Caesar Borgia, whatever you want to call it, Caesar Bogus, you know. Caesar Bogus, let's call him that. Caesar Bogus because he's bogus, right? Because I can't say the name because I really don't give a rat's ass what his name is, because that image don't mean nothing to me. Nothing. I don't teach that garbage. That's garbage, and it's weak. It's weak. You know, to sit up there and point out that idol when all you got to do to go to Exodus 20 and say don't make any images on a god. What are they doing with this? You ain't even got to go off into that. But if you want to make a whole precept out of it, more power to you. Right? Have at it. I ain't got time for it because there's other things out here to deal with, like this. And it says this, God shed a lot, it's Japheth. So now, we want to say that King James is was a black dude, right? Okay, if you want to say that. But I'm going to say, ain't no Saxon going to hire no more over him sitting on the throne. You know, they would have killed them. Because Gentiles kill their kings. Ask Alexander the Great. They'll kill their kings. Ask Kennedy. Ask Abraham Lincoln. They'll kill their kings. We didn't kill our kings, but they'll kill us. As wicked as Ahab was, we didn't kill him. Because the book said, don't touch the anointed. Don't do his prophets no harm. David didn't kill Saul. Even though he had the power in his hand to kill Saul, he did not. We didn't do that. Gentiles did. Gentiles do. They kill each other for power. Some of them Greeks would kill each other, and they'd be on the throne for 3 or 4 years, and then they'd be dead. Then another one would be sitting on the throne, and they'd be dead in 5 or 6 years. You know, if they got a chance to sit on the throne for more than 20 years, that was getting it done. But they had to be some ruthless, murderous dogs, man. They had to have everybody under flat-out fear. That you better not touch me or anybody on this planet. I will set you on fire from the inside out. Ask the Greeks. Look at them, how they killed each other and their kings. They had no regard to that. But he said, God shall enlarge Japheth, designed the man, right? And I did not bring my Zonda man, or did I? Well, since I don't have it out, I'm not going to do that. But I'm gonna quote it to you. He used his prophets. King James hired 45 cats to translate the Bible from Greek to English, so-called English, whatever, right? So this is where you get the Old and the New Testament. He had ordered X amount to do the Old Testament. He had ordered X amount to do the New Testament. And he had ordered X amount to do the Apocrypha, right? Not the lost books. Let me reiterate that. The Apocrypha, the ones that's in the 1611 version, right? Okay. So this law has been fulfilled under King James. Let me see. That's 17-0. I can prove that too. Can't call me a liar. All right. Okay. You know. Not that I'm trying to list myself. I'm just saying, man. You know, like we read, he said, man, you better not add nothing to this, or because at least you be found a liar. Don't you add none to this? At least you be found a liar. All right. Okay. So the Gentile put the book in our hands. Now, this is from God, and I'm going to tell you why this is from God. Because they tried to keep us from learning how to read and write, right? They tried to keep us from learning how to read and write, and that was from the devil. Because the devil knew that once we learned how to read and write, that we was going to pick this book up and see that we are the children of Israel. And some of these old slave films, they bring it out. You know, they have some kid reading, you know, the Bible, and they start talking about the children in captivity rising up against their masters. And the Gentiles didn't want to hear that, because everything that Gentiles put out, or Edomites, which is the guys that call themselves Jewish, you know, Gentiles and Edomites are two different people. Gentiles are Europeans, Edomites are Hebrews. So stop calling Europeans Hebrews or Edomites, because they are not. That's another ignorance. And then when a Gentile didn't want us to learn to read the book, right? Because it actually said that you know, we was gonna rise up, right? So they didn't want us to know that we was gonna rise up against our captivity. But it was all prophecy, and this prophecy is yet to unfold itself, and it's going on. Because he said we're gonna take the gold and silver and stuff like that, but that's for a time appointed. But anyway, it says this. He said, Japheth didn't want us to learn how to read and write. Right? Okay, so as long as we stayed out, as long as they kept us ignorant, we would never know how to subscribe to our God, or ascribe to our God, so to say. You know. So this was part of Satan's plan. Not theirs. They were just used by Satan. Now, some of us would say, yeah, but the power of B, they knew they was worshiping the devil. Still Satan's plan, Jack. You could say whatever, however you want to say it. If that sound better to you, okay. Still the truth. It's Satan's plan. That the world would stay in ignorance as long as we stayed in ignorance. But the minute we start waking up, the world is going to start waking up. This is why you got Gentiles now calling on the name of Yahweh and stuff like that. Not eating pork anymore, keeping the Sabbath and stuff like that. Because the the book said, Japheth shall dwell with Shem. And Canaan going to be his servant too. Right? Okay. So now, like I said, we got these old films that we learn how to read and write. And we find out that we the children of Israel. And then, you know, you got John Brown, right? They did some film on John Brown. They were more interested in his sex life than what he really did, and then he killed his own brothers and sisters to free us. He was a philanthropist. He's not a philanthropist, but an abolitionist. You know, John Brown, his whole family died for us because he was trying to liberate us because he found out that we were the children of Israel. He knew this, you know, but they did this film on John Brown, man. They was more interested in it. You know, what do I care about his sex life? Well, he had a white wife and he had a black wife. And I don't care. I want to see him kill some people. I want to see him ride and what he was doing. I want to see him do what he did. You know. Anyway, he said he was going to lodge his tent. You know, abolitionists. We don't give them enough credit, right? Because they also read the Bible, and they also found out that we were the children of God. They knew that we were the children of God. That's why they was trying to keep us. That's why they was trying to free us, because they wanted their families to see God, right? A lot of the white people who now are hearing the word of God, thanks to their forefathers being a blessing and dying for us or helping us escape captivity, their grandchildren are getting a chance to receive salvation because God promised it to them. They should dwell in Shem's tent. How am I doing? Okay, not bad. You know? All right, okay. Well, let's look at this. Let's look at this a little further. All right, let's look at this here. Let's go into Deuteronomy chapter 32, right? Deuteronomy 32, this is why, you know, people don't even believe the Torah, the Torah. You know, however you want to let it flow out of your mouth, it still ain't got no vibrations on it, Jack. Tripping. Deuteronomy 32 and 12, it says this. It said, so the Lord alone. So you can't use the word Lord, because Lord means, it's an ancient Canaanite term that means ball. Well, it only solidified the fact that you're using Phoenician, which is Canaanite. Duh. All right. Can we move along? It says, so the Lord alone did lead him. What's that, sir? 18 and 0? Am I keeping count? I'm going to have to stop counting after a while, because it's just not going to make any sense. And you're going to realize that I am being facetious. Right? It says, there is no strange God with them. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the field. He made him to suck the honey out of rocks, or out of the flinty rocks, butter of kine, milk of sheep, with the fat of lambs and rams, the breed of Bashan, and goats, and the fat of the kidneys of wheat. He did his drink the pure blood of the grapes, but Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. There are waxing fat, there are grown thick, there are covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which he made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange God, which abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, and not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. And the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters, Israel, the ones we want to be always talking about, King James, and I want to hold on his seed bag. Like, you know, we all out of King James. I mean, all out of King David, right? And King David committed some monstrous abominations. You know, like, stop it. No, we this people here. We this people. because we the ones that put them on the cross. Won't you teach that? Won't you teach that we provoke them to jealousy with idolatry to the highest level? While you so busy trying to lift us up, won't you get to the real nitty-gritty while we here? While we even having this conversation in ancient Phoenician instead of our own tongue, right? Now, he said this, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are very forward a generation of whom is no faith. If he hid his face from us, wouldn't that be his name? I'm just saying. If he hid his face from us, he also hid his name from us too. Right? Okay. I just want to put that out there. You know how I know he hid his name from us? He said, because he said this, he said, in verse 26, I will scatter them into the corners through the good ship of Jesus. Right. I guess we are good on that part. I will scatter them into the corners. I will make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Well, you didn't know that you was Israelite unless you was born in this. So, yeah. So he did hide his face from us. And if he caused the remembrance of us to cease from among man, then we forgot our language and we forgot his name. So how you going to sit up here and tell me you found it? Because you found the word? No, brother. You're speaking English, Jack. Through a book that he said Japheth, he put in Japheth hard to put together. Right? That European. Right? Like that European, man. They sit up and say, see, that book is made by a white man. Da-da-da-da-da. Then that white man show, out of all the movies that this white man made, you never see him not being the hero. Ask the Marvel theaters. In the end game, right? The end game. That's what you would call a testimony in itself. All right, come and wipe off the whole planet. They figure out a way to go back in time and prevent it, and they come out the heroes. Right? So they're going to find a way to be the heroes and suffer in the Bible. Right? Right. Because the Bible said they're going to come to your sons and daughters. And they're going to bring gifts to your children. He wrote that. King James had that interpreted. Whether King James could read or write, it doesn't make a difference. I know one thing, once he had it interpreted, they read it to him out loud. If he couldn't read or write, they read every word to him out loud, and he was okay with it because we got it. And he also heard in Isaiah, let me read it to you right here. This is how you know that this Gentile did not write this book. It says this, Isaiah chapter 60 and 1. He said, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness his people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Well, gross darkness is ignorance, right, upon his people. Right, but then he said, the light is going to rise upon us, which is now. We are waking up out of this darkness, right, through the information. And then he said, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to thy bright, to thy rising. So he wouldn't have wrote that in here. The Gentiles would have said, you would be coming to him, right? They say, see, the Gentiles use this book to make you a slave. Well, that's not exactly true, because 60 and verse 3 would say, no, man, nope. No, that don't make any sense. Why are they going to come to us then? Right. Right. And it says this, 5. Thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because of the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. You know they don't want that. You know the last thing they want to do is give you what the Egyptians did, and that's power. Right? Ask the Senate. Ask the government. Look at your Senate right now. They ain't giving you nothing. You have yet to receive reparations or even an apology for the worst monstrosity that was ever given or created, performed against man. But he said, in this book, they're going to do it. And if it's the book of God, as they said, and if it's the book that he said, don't you add none to. When King James heard it, he could have changed that. But he said, but the law said, don't you add or change nothing to it. So it actually, King James was obedient. Because I know when they got through interpreting this, he had to have known that that was in there. He knew that that was in there. Right? I'm going to post that, that page in the Zion Divan, where King James commissioned these brothers to translate the word of God, right? So right here. Then he said this. This is Joel, right? Right? Okay, Joel. He said, they have cast lots for my people. They have given a boy for harlot and sold wine that they might drink. Yea, they would do. Yea, and what we all have to do with the old Tyree Greeks, Spaniards, and Zidon, and the coast of Pidon, will you render me a recompense? If you render me a recompense swiftly and speedily, while returning recompense upon your own head. Well, then it says this, because you have taken my silver and carried away into your temple with my goodly things, the Ark of the Covenant, Solomon's throne, and all those good things that belong to that, the priest. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem, whom you sold to the Grecians that you might remove them far from their borders, behold, I will raise them up out of their places and have you sold them, and will return upon your recompense upon your own head. That don't sound like this is written by a white dude. Because your white dude is going to be the hero in everything. I mean everything. You know, like in chick flicks, you know, because according to the law, if you engage, that's considered married. So, you know, or forever hold your peace, that ain't even a conversation among a wedding, a ceremony, you know. So this, the Gentile come in, and he'll be like, man, that's my girl. We in love. And she'll run off with him, and they'll be happily ever after. And, you know, like I said, they'll be the hero in everything from Marvel Super Comics to chick flicks. You know, even in monster movies, man, and zombie movies and satanic movies and all that, they're the heroes in it, right? While black people get killed first. But anyway, you know, they're the heroes in that. But when it comes to this Bible, he said, I'm going to sell your people. He said, verse 8, I will sell your sons and your daughters unto the hands of the children of Judah. So I know this book ain't written by a European. Because he would change that, because he is talking about himself being sold to us. Ask John Brown. Right? So John Brown was like, no, I want my children to be heirs, and I want them to dwell in the tents of Shem with the children of Israel. So I'm going to free as many as I possibly can, and I'm going to give my life for them and the people of God. And he did. God bless John Brown. So this book ain't written by white people to enslave us. so to say. Right. Okay. Let's see. So I'm not. I stopped counting. You know, 21 and 0. But I stopped counting. Right. Okay. So anyway, he said this. So I'ma hide my face from them. Right. So if he hid his face, and then we were gonna cease, the remembrance was gonna cease from among us, then that means that we wouldn't know who we are. Right. So Jeremiah chapter. We're gonna go to Jeremiah. Right. Look at this. This is how we know that even in the Old Testament, these cats haven't even read the Old Testament. That's an easy kill. You don't want to believe in the New Testament. At least you read the Old Testament, right? 7 and 30. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, saith the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house of the Lord to pollute my name, to pollute it. Well, it can't be Yahweh, because it's not here in Jeremiah chapter 7 and 30. And you wouldn't know it because he said he hid his face from you and me. That's why I'm using the term Jesus, because I know that the law can't be broken, as we read that Canaan is a witness unto himself that through the law and the oath that he said before Joshua, we're going to serve you forever. So I know the scripts can't be broken. Thanks to the good ship Jesus, here we are. The scriptures can't be broken. So he said, which is called by my name to pollute it. Then he said this in Ezekiel chapter 20, right? Ezekiel chapter 20, he said this. He said, 20 and 39. He said this. 20 and 39. He said, as for you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, go ye everyone unto his idols. Go ahead. Like he said, like in Deuteronomy chapter 32. He said, I'ma hide my face from you. So he said, go ahead to your foolishness, Jack. And he said, Whereafter also, if you will not hearken unto me, but pollute ye my holy name no more with your gifts or with your idols. Well, he just hid his face from us. How you going to pollute his name and you don't know it? You didn't even know you was an Israelite. Now you know his name. Now you just found out that you are the book, you are Hebrew Israelite, and you know his name. We don't believe the law. Even if we don't believe in the New Testament, we sure as hell don't believe in the old. Right? But it's because he said, but pollute ye my name no more. If he hid his face from us, he hid his name from us because he said we didn't even know who we were anymore. The cease of the remembrance of use, you are going to cease from among men. How is that unless he hid his face from us? Okay. All right. Let's look at this. Now here come the mercy, right? Here come the mercy of God, because he knew that we were going to be saying dumb things like, yeah, you know, the hell with that name Jesus, and man, that's some nonsense. He knew that we were going to say that, right? So this is what he said. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. He said this, Matthew chapter 12, and it says this. Matthew 12 and 31, and it says this. It says, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto thee. But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto man. What is this conversation right here? What is this? Because he said that shall not be forgiven. You would think that of all things we'll find this out, because the last thing we want to do is be in this conversation that our sins will never be forgiven, right? So we definitely don't want to commit that. So sodomy will be forgiven, homosexuals, whores, dogs, murderers, pedophiles, liars, thieves, all that's going to be forgiven except for blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. Whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speak against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. I definitely want to know what that is, because I do believe there's going to be a world to come, and I at least want to have a chance at it. So what is blasphemy the Holy Ghost? To teach against the law. That is to say, to add to it and take it away. He said, if you teach, he said, if you break the least of these commandments, and he told us, he said, if you add one word to this, he said, you better not diminish not one word. Don't take the name of Jesus out just because you knew your feelings. You're going to change. Everywhere that it say Jesus, I'm going to say Elohim or Yah, or Yahuwah or Yahweh, whatever. Don't do that, because you blaspheme. The Holy Spirit, the Word is the Holy Ghost. He said, but if you can blaspheme him, see, that's Jesus Gregoria. And da 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 da. He said, I forgive you even for that, man. What? But if you know the truth, you know the truth, you better not teach against it. You better not hold the truth in unrighteousness, or you will not see the world to come. Right? Let's go to Psalms chapter 38 and 2. Psalms 138 and 2. Man, I ain't even gotten to no history yet. I'm just reading the book. How about that? I stopped counting. I don't know, but I think I'm 20-something and old. Yeah. I'm gonna pick it up in one. The Psalm of David. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing unto thee, right? I will worship toward thy holy temple. I will praise thy name with loving kindness for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. So he got more than one name. He's magnified the word, the commandments, above his name. So this is why he said, you can blaspheme, you can do this, you can do that. But if you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, Jack, you ain't going to see the borders of the kingdom, man. If you teach the people contrary to the truth, you deliberately not tell them the truth, you deliberately hold the truth for them, you're going to die in your sins in the worst kind of way, because you've been in no. You're going to be in a lake of fire for all eternity knowing that you shouldn't be there because you should have just told the truth. The truth will set you free. But you want to keep the people in captivity and yourself. So the punishment of that is that you won't be free in the world to come. He's still going to set them free because they was in captivity to you. They're not going to die for you. You're going to die for yourself. Thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. That includes Yahweh, Jesus, whatever. I can't even say Yahweh because I can't find Yahweh from Genesis to Revelation, so you can miss me with that, Jack. And don't you add nothing to it, because I'm going to read that law to you, Jack. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, I'm going to bust that book on you, Jack. Don't you add nothing to that. You got to show me Yahweh in this book or else shut up and like it, Jack. Revelations. Revelations 22 and it says in 17, and the spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him athirst come, and whosoever will, let him t- partake of the water of life freely. Well, they go come and see ministry, and they go to sound the living water. Anyway, so it says this. It says, for I testify unto every man that heareth the word, what every man, woman and child, that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add on him the plagues that are written in this book. I'm not going to say the name of Jesus. I'm going to read the word Yah or Elohim every time I see that there. You here, right here, 22 and 18. And you want to know why you're in the hospital trying to, you grasping for air. Right? Right? Right. Revelation 22:19. If any man shall take away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book, Genesis and Revelation, which happen to be what? And he testified these things, says, surely I come quickly, even so come Lord Jesus, not Yahweh, Jehovah, Allah, Dada, none of that. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be upon you all. Amen. Wait a minute. It got to be another page in here somewhere because I got to find the book of Yahweh. I got to find the book of Elohim. I got to find the book of Yahawashah. So this can't be the last verse. Because it's going to put me back in Genesis chapter 1. So if you got a problem with the name of Jesus, man, you can't even use this book. Because it's just been sealed by the name of Jesus. See the last verse of that? He just sealed it in the name of Jesus. So if you got a problem with the name of this book, you better not take the name of Jesus out of it because he's going to add to you all the things that he said that he was going to do. And then he said, I'm going to add to you all these things. I'm going to take you out of the book that's written in here that's sealed in the name of Jesus. And then I'm going to add all these plagues onto you that's written in the name of Jesus. And then I'm going to take your name out of this book that's in the name of Jesus. So, like Aretha Franklin said, who you zooming, Jack? Right? You ain't fooling me. I mean, you can fool those that don't know any better, but you're not fooling me. And what you're testifying of, man, you can miss me with that because that ain't going to get you across the street. I don't care how good you make it sound. You still sound like a deaf mute in the end. And, oh, those of you that want to sit up and say, well, Yahweh is this and Yahweh is that, that came from the Tetragrammaton. If you never researched the Tetragrammaton, you really should stop saying Yahweh. Because if you knew what the Tetragrammaton is and why that word Yahweh exists, that's through the Tetragrammaton. Go read it. Do yourself some real... Go to a library. Stop being on this internet. Go to the library and do some real research. You know, instead of watching a movie for 4 and 5 hours, go sit down and dig up some of them old manuscripts and find out what's really going on. Right? You even say that to old mouth. You know, hey, if you want to hide anything from an Israelite, put it in a book, but you're still on the internet. You're a witness to yourself. Anyway, let's look at this term. This alphabet, right? This English alphabet. All right. Let's look this up. Now, I'm on the internet, right? Because you can do this yourself. English alphabet, right? The modern English alphabet is Latin, is a Latin consistence of, so it's not even, see, I told you it's not English, right? This, it was given to the Saxons, right, through the Greeks, who stole stuff from the temples of Egyptians, who actually used the alphabet from the Phoenicians. Anyway, it says, modern English alphabet is a Latin alphabet consisting of 26 letters, each having an upper and lower case form, originated around about the 7th century, and a word, okay. English alphabet, alphabet. Let's look at the word alphabet. Where did the word alphabet come from? Right? Oh, alphabet. It's trying to sell me stuff. English alphabet. It says consisting of having upper and lower cases, originated about the 7th century from Latin scripts. Okay, so this is why King James had to translate it. It says, since then, the letters have been added or removed to give the current modern English alphabet of 26 letters with diacritics or diagrams, which are characters. The word alphabet is compounded of the first two letters of the Greek alphabet, alpha and beta. Stop it. This is definitely not that. But anyway, it says the parent system. Now, listen to this. The parent system of the English alphabet is this. Egyptian hieroglyphs, proto-synthetic alphabet, Phoenician alphabet, Greek alphabet, italic. So all of this is the current parent. This is the parent origins of the English alphabet. So, let's see, Phoenician, right? Oh, look at that. There it is. Oh, okay. I see the A and the B and there it is. Wow. So Phoenician alphabet is the alphabet more specifically known as Abjad, known in modern times from the Canaanite and the Aramaic inscriptions found across the Mediterranean regions. So, and they say the time period was 1050 BC. People, that is before Egypt. Way before Egypt. Yeah. It says this. Phoenician Unicode. The Phoenician alphabet is called in the earlier linear script the Semitic context, not connected to the money or the writing system, because it is the earlier development of a pictorial. This is what you call paleo, when it's actually pictures. It says pictographic or proto or old Canaanite scripts. That's why I told you the alphabet is Canaanite, which Noah cursed. And it says, making a transfer from the modern directions writing system, where the variety of the writing directions occurred and regularized the horizontal right to left scripts. Because we're supposed to learn from right to left, but we here in this world learn from left to right. It says, in the immediate predecessor of the Proto-Canaanite, the Old Canaanite and Early Western Semitic alphabet used a single stage in the Late Bronze Age. The first Canaanites and the Hittite kingdoms, the oldest fully mature alphabet, through was derived from Egyptian hieroglyphs. The Phoenician alphabet was used to write the earlier Iron Age of Canaanite languages, characterized historian as Phoenician, Hebrew, Moabite, Ammonite, Edomite, Old Aramaic and used in Phoenician coastal. Man, this whole world is polluted through this alphabet. That's why he said this. Right? This is why he said this. And let me see if anybody else got their hands up or anything like that before I get ready to close out. Because I'm finna get ready to close out. I'm up against the clock. So I'm going to get ready to close out here. Let me see. And that's Zephaniah, if I'm not mistaken. Zephaniah chapter 3. Zephaniah, there you go. And let's see, Zephaniah chapter 3. No. Let's see. Zephaniah chapter 2. No. 1. I better Google it. Let me see. I'm gonna do my research on it. It says, blank. Which, I don't think I spelled that right. What is it? That's in Revelations 2. Okay, let's look at Revelations then. Revelations chapter, it says Revelations between 1 and 3. So, let me see, new name, that's probably in 3. He said, Revelations chapter 2 and 17, he said, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat the hidden manna, of the hidden manna, which, and I will give him a white stone and a stone, a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receive it. So this language is coming from out of space. Right, it's not even running in this earth. No man know it. It's not in this earth. He said in chapter 3 and 12, it says, he that overcometh, I will make a pillar in the holy temple of my God, and he will go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which come down out of heaven, and I will write upon him my new name. Right. My new name. So this nonsense about that we need to be speaking Hebrew, this, that, and the other. Then what you going to do when he come with the new language? You know, this other thing as far as, you know, like, I'm still trying to find that Zephaniah. Give me a second. I'm going to find that. Oh, there it is. Praise God. I wasn't spelling it right. Okay. There it is, Zephaniah. I didn't go down far enough. It was chapter 3. Zephaniah chapter 3 in verse 9. Then will I turn the people You said, then will I turn to the people a pure language that they will call, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. So we won't all be all over the place talking about Yahweh and Yahuwah and Elohim and Jesus and all that. All this is going to get wiped out. He's going to give us a pure language. That's coming, right? But in between time and the meantime, what's in the book is the name of Jesus. So you can't go in here and add or take away the name of Jesus, or else he's going to take you out of this book. I read that. Whether or not you believe it, the word of God can't lie, because everything else we read seemed to come to pass, right? It seemed to be very true. So if you say you add to this book and you take this name out of this book, and he said you're supposed to be baptized in the name of Jesus right now, teaching against that, you're teaching against the salvation of God, right? Right. Last verse. Let's see. This is in Acts. Let's see. Oops, I'm not supposed to. I wasn't supposed to do that. Let's see. I had all this wrote down. I actually wrote it down this time. Because, you know, the Lord said, man, you know, Acts 4, there it is. Acts 4 and verse 12, it says, neither is there any other in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Let me read it again. Acts 4 and 10. Be it known unto you all, to the all the people of Israel, that's everybody listening, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, that you still crucify him, whom God raised from the dead, which he did, even by him doeth this man stand before you whole. Thank you, Jesus. This is the stone which is set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there any salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's why you can't add to the book. Can't add to the book. That's why if you add to the book, he said, I'm going to add to you the plagues that are in this book, right? Okay. So, we got some more understanding, man. You got to take my word for it. Go to a library. Sit down and do some homework. Do some research. Man up. Do some homework. Do some studying. You know. Any questions? I'm gonna close out. If you got a question, you better hit the question mark. If you don't, I'm closing out. Okay. So it looks like there's no questions. All right. So it looks like, I guess, everybody got their point. I guess it's self-explanatory. Right? Right. All right. So with that being said, I'm going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, please read your Bibles from Genesis to Revelations before you call yourself going to preach the gospel. Amen.
Sounds of the living water. radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of a living water. Sounds of the living water, radio show.